morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The NCAA will permit spring sport athletes who had their seasons shortened by the coronavirus outbreak to have an additional year of eligibility. The NCAA Division I Council voted yesterday to give college athletes who compete in spring sports, such as baseball, softball, and lacrosse, a way to get back the season they lost. The council did not guarantee financial aid, and winter sports were not included in the decision. In other virus-related news, the site of the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York is going to be used for 350 temporary hospital beds and to prepare food packages during the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. Tennis Association says indoor courts at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Flushing Meadows will begin to be converted into a medical facility starting today. Celtics guard Marcus Smart says he has been cleared by medical officials after testing positive for the virus earlier this month. And Tokyo Olympics organizers say the 2020 Summer Games will take place on July 23, 2021, almost 1 year to the day they were originally set to begin. In MLB news, the Red Sox say starting pitcher Chris Sale has undergone successful Tommy John surgery. He's expected to miss 14 to 15 months, which would bring him back in the middle of the 2021 season. And in NFL news, free agent safety Eric Reed is calling for an investigation and a revote on the league's new collective bargaining agreement approved earlier this month. Reed's lawyers say the language posted on the Players Association's website regarding the league's disability plan is different than what was passed in the agreement on March 15th. They say the difference could affect potentially thousands of ex-players who applied for Social Security disability insurance payments before 2015. In the version players received and approved, those offsets only applied to players who applied after 2015. I'm Jesse King.